The economy, immigration, both of those issues we just heard about are part of the conversation out on the campaign trail. And as the midterm election nears, we're going to be checking in with journalists on the ground. We're beginning with Pennsylvania. President Obama put in an appearance in that state today in support of the Democratic Senate candidate, Congressman Joe Sestak. And for more on that race, we turn to Jim O'Toole, the political editor of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you, David.
And Jim, Joe Sestak is running against Republican Pat Toomey, and polls, we should say, have the Democrat Sestak trailing but within striking distance. And I wonder about this visit by President Obama. When some Democratic candidates are trying to avoid any appearances with the president, this Democrat brings in Mr. Obama. What's the thinking?
Well, I think two things. One thing the president can do is inspire a big turnout in Philadelphia, which any Democrat in Pennsylvania wants. The other thing is that the hope might be that it will lead to some Democrats coming back to their roots because, as you remember, Sestak was not the party's candidate in the primary.
We should say the Democrat who ran against him in the primary was Arlen Specter, longtime name in Pennsylvania. He had switched parties to run and was supported by Mr. Obama, but lost. And so without Specter, I mean, this really does seem like a race of unknowns. Jim, if you can, tell us just a brief bit about each candidate, a quick biographical sketch.
Well, Sestak is 58. He's a Naval Academy graduate, spent 31 years in the Navy, rose to become a three-star admiral, and he is now representing a congressional district where he grew up in Delaware County, a suburb of Philadelphia. He's had a generally liberal voting record. Mr. Toomey is a former congressman, represented a district in the Lehigh Valley. He went to Harvard. Was briefly an investment banker for about 5 or 6 years in the 90s. Then he opened a restaurant business. And after running against Senator Arlen Specter and losing in the Republican primary in 2004, he became the president of the Club for Growth, which is a conservative economic anti-tax lobbying group.
And actually, those business ties you mentioned, his opponent, Joe Sestak, the Democrat, has used those ties in ads. Let's give a listen to one of those ads.
Do you think corporations pay their fair share? Pat Toomey thinks corporations shouldn't pay any taxes.
Let's not tax corporations. I think the solution is to eliminate corporate taxes altogether.
So that's Joe Sestak running an ad against his Republican opponent, Pat Toomey. And is that fair, painting the Republican as someone who doesn't support taxes on corporations at all?
I think it is. I mean, it's using his own voice, his own quote. If you look at Mr. Toomey's record, he has long been an opponent of corporate taxes, making the argument that they are just passed through to individuals and so on and so forth. He would say that this is a caricature. This was a one offhand remark in one interview, but it's his own words, and it's consistent with his philosophy.
Well, let's talk for a moment about the Republican, Pat Toomey. He has, as you've written, has long been in favor of lower taxes, less spending, and you said in a year like this, he might have found his moment.
Yes, absolutely. He's been described as a Tea Party candidate, which is not quite accurate. I think his message is very resonant with the things you hear, might hear at a Tea Party rally, but his strong economic conservatism is something that long antedates the Tea Party movement from the first time he ran for a local government study commission in Allentown back in the early 90s. That was the core of his message.
So in some ways, Toomey was Tea Party before there was a Tea Party.
He was country before country was cool.
Well, let's listen to one of his ads that Toomey has run against his Democratic opponent.
Congressman Joe Sestak voted for the Wall Street bailout. Then Sestak took thousands of dollars from the same Wall Street banks he bailed out. Joe Sestak, too liberal with our money.
Too liberal with our money. That's certainly a refrain we're hearing from a lot of Republicans this year. How is that playing with Pennsylvania voters?
I think it does have some resonance. Clearly, the public is very upset with the bailouts, and this is Toomey's answer to Sestak's constant charge that it's Toomey that's the candidate of Wall Street. Yeah, well, I'm not the guy who voted to give them billions of dollars.
Interesting. Well, this is one of the important races as the two parties fight over who's going to control the Senate after this November. Jim O'Toole, you're the political editor of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Enjoy covering the race, and thanks for being here with us.
It was a pleasure. Take care, David.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.